saints through all that snow. It was a winter wonderland, but it's just great to be able to have this concert this evening, because actually you probably know that the junior school, and they haven't been able to have a rehearsal here in All Saints because it was far too slippery to slip down the hill from Simon Wall. So they are doing amazingly. But I have been asked to ask you to keep your clapping, I'm really sorry about this, right to the end. It'll have to be a huge applause at the end, won't it? Because actually, it is brilliant, the musicianship. But welcome to All Saints, and it is a service, and so we will be singing some carols, and I know that the children are really good at singing. I would like to the parents and grandparents to prove that they could do quite well as well. I reckon Simon Wall, probably parents and grandparents, probably can sing very, very well. So don't hide it. Pretend you're at a football match. I know we didn't quite win, but, you know, can sing now. But also, just to let you know also that we've got some fire exits just in case we need to get out of this building rather quickly. So, for instance, if you are on this side of the building, I think you need to go out of that door by the war memorial. So that's probably the easiest way to go out for you. And over this aisle to go out by the main doors that you came through, and that aisle, well, you can go through. There's a little doorway there at the back there that's been just shown to you, because there's another entrance that way as well. And the orchestra through by the organ out of the vestry door out there. So we will be safe, and just keep looking at teachers or those of us who are there to sort of just direct you, but I'm sure it won't happen like that. But without further ado, because I'm really, really looking forward to this amazing, amazing service, let's get on now, and we're going to sing our first carol together.
Crowds with their hopes and fears. You knew about the stable,
and poor Mary's tears. So right now, because of Christmas, you know about outsiders who feel they don't belong. You know about the stranger who speaks another tongue. You know about the exile who's forced to leave her home. You know about the foreigner who feels so much alone. You know about the poor whom nobody will know. You know about the puzzled who feel they've far to go. You bring them close in Jesus, each specially loved by him. You turn things inside out and bring outsiders in.
next Christmas will be joy and happiness. I hope that this Christmas will poor will get rich. I hope that this Christmas your heart will be contained with love and joy. I hope that this Christmas no one will be alone.
I hope that this Christmas we all get to have fun. I hope that this Christmas we all get our share. I hope that this Christmas everyone gets a good rest. I hope that this Christmas everyone gets what they want, like family, friends, memories, or Santa Claus can wear.
I hope that this Christmas there is peace in Ukraine. I hope that this Christmas there is happiness all over the world and that people are kind to each other. I hope that this Christmas that everyone has enough to eat and stays warm in the cold. This Christmas I hope we all enjoy spending time with our families, having fun and making new memories.
I hope that this Christmas everyone is happy. I hope that this Christmas we all come together. I hope that this Christmas love and joy will come to you. I hope that this Christmas your heart will be filled with happiness. I hope that this Christmas everyone will get together.
Christmas is a time for gifts, not what they contain, but who they are given to us by. Christmas is a time for being together, together at dinner, opening presents together always. Christmas is a time to be thankful. It is important to be thankful for all that you have received, rather than focusing on things that you did not get. Christmas is a time for coming together and sharing hope for the future. As the year draws to a close, we can reflect on what we have achieved.
Christmas is also a time for love. We see families and friends coming together, sharing food and laughter. The best gift you can give is love. Christmas is a time for gratitude in a world so uncertain.
It is important to be grateful, appreciate the small things, and cherish moments with loved ones.
Christmas is a time for laughter, for happily ever after. A time for reflection. I don't care who won the election. Gratitude is shown along longitude and latitude. So let's show some hope, no matter how you cope.
Thank you. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled and snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my hat had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
Thank you. watched him as he slept and gently rocked his bed, their voices singing softly in his ear. His mother and his father both gave thanks to God above for the greatest gift of all, their son, so dear. They knew his life upon the earth would not be filled with wealth. They also knew he would encounter strife.
But most of all, they knew that he would be a loving child and teach the love of God throughout his life. At Christmas, we celebrate this birth of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let's keep in mind the truth of Christmas Day, for it's not the Christmas wrappings, nor the gifts that lie within, but our gift of love to others in every way.
So the reading from the Bible, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a baby. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Well, I've been asked, and it would be very, very helpful indeed. We have a retiring collection, and that goes to the building of this church to keep it warm and to keep it upright, because as you can imagine, keeping such a building going is a huge expense, and at the moment we're not looking beyond 2 years hence, so I hope you'll be able to be generous, and I'm sorry to have to ask for this. There is also a contact list as well, so I hope you'll be very generous at that point. Now, we come now to the blessing, because the children have said it all in all that they said and sang about. It's just wonderful. In a minute, after we've sung We Three Kings, we can give them some applause. But the blessing now. So may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the care of Mary and Joseph, and the love of the Christ child be yours this Christmas time and forever. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
do sit down. First of all, I would like to give all the young people who are singing a huge round of applause, please. Teachers as well, some of them.